And if you have any questions, call Chris.
Yeah, yeah. And I've forgotten that we talked about it. Welcome to the Teen Life Podcast, where we believe that teenagers are not a problem to be solved, but we are here to help you equip teenagers through the power of connection. Hey guys, this is Chris Roby, and over across from me is Carly Duke.
Hey guys.
And Carly Duke for the 50th time.
Woohoo!
Yes, this is episode 50 of our, I guess, weekly edition of the Teen Life Podcast, because we've been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
But different iterations, but this is the one that stuck, right?
Yes, exactly. So we're coming up, I don't know the exact date, or maybe it's already passed, on a year of doing this weekly.
Yeah, just past a year. Yeah.
Yes. So we decided we're all in and we're going to do this weekly, a new format. And we've gotten great feedback. And I'll be honest, this is so fun.
I've had so much
fun doing this.
Yeah. When we started this, we were doing these long form interviews. And it was great at the time, but it was hard to sustain.
Yes.
But yeah, this is a, and we've heard from you guys as listeners that this new format is digestible. It's portable, where you can listen to it on the way to work. And so it's been a joy to continue to do this in a way that we can do it for a long time, hopefully.
Yeah. So today, in honor of our 50th, we want to take a look back at the last 49 episodes, mm-hmm, and kind of look at, here are our top five topics, top five trends, but also update you. There have been a few updates. There have been some new research to come out. Maybe even some of the trends aren't as trendy,
mm-hmm, yeah,
anymore. How quickly things can change in a year.
And I love lists.
Who doesn't love a good list?
Yeah, these are great lists.
A good countdown list.
Yes.
Like that.
Uh-huh.
So let's kick it off, Chris, with our top five topics.
All right. So are we going to have like sound effects with number five and the drum?
You're
totally cutting this.
You are putting a lot of trust into my producing skills.
Yes. Sorry, I should have prepped you for that. All right. So number five is from episode 23, Trauma Triggers. It's been a tough few years, and there's probably been more trauma than your average teen has ever experienced before. Mm-hmm. This episode's great to revisit because it breaks down what trauma triggers are and what can help.
Yeah. So if you remember this episode, this was episode 23. So a while ago, but mm-hmm, not as long maybe as some of the others, but I think we did this around 9/11, mm-hmm, around that time. And there, I think when people think trauma, they think big things, but I think almost every single teenager has experienced trauma in the last 2 years, mm-hmm, in some form.
I've heard it described as capital T trauma, lowercase t trauma. Mm-hmm. I mean, and not to minimize, but you know, when you think of like the big traumas of witnessing, you know, traumatic things or being abused or any of those horrible things. But we've asserted on this podcast that, you know, the pandemic is at worst, or best, a lowercase t trauma, mm-hmm, for so many of us, because so many things were taken out of our control, which is what produces those traumatic events.
Right. And so if you listened to, or if you didn't listen to episode 46, mm-hmm, we also, that tip for that episode, we talk about teens who are triggered for no apparent reason. Huh. So that kind of goes with that one. If you're like, my teen is triggered and I don't think they have trauma, maybe go listen to that one and you can kind of figure out what's going on and how to help them.
Absolutely.
So number four, Chris, this was an interesting one.
Yeah. Pronouns.
Yeah. Pronouns. Episode 12. So this was one of our most talked about podcast episodes. We still have people asking us about this. Chris, if I remember right, you forgot that this one was releasing at the time.
Yeah, and just to pull the curtain back, we kind of batch record these, and so I don't always remember when certain episodes are dropping. And that Tuesday morning, I started getting texts and phone calls from people about it, not necessarily complaining, but like, this was a great episode. We, you know, I'm so glad y'all are talking about this. And yeah, I'd forgotten that it dropped.
And so if you know what's going on in the news right now, politically, especially in the state of Texas, pronouns are not going anywhere. This discussion is not going anywhere. And these are conversations we need to be having.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you fall on the issue, I do think this is a good episode, if you didn't listen to it, to listen to have conversations with your teen, because your teen is also picking up on what's going on around, mm-hmm, them. And so this is a really good one that we hope is helpful. And if you have any questions, call Chris.
Yeah, yeah. And I've forgotten that we talked about it.
So number three is from episode 24, which was Healthy Habits. And so this one I feel like is just full of great tips. It was very practical on creating healthy habits. And we would also encourage you to listen to episode 37 too, if this is something you want to help your teen with. Those kind of go together. So episode 37, we talked about how to start. We talked about that at the beginning of the year. And so those are like how to set realistic goals and healthy habits. So episode 24 and 37 are good ones if you have a teen who could use a little self-improvement.
Maybe. Yeah, and I think this is super important for teenagers who are being raised in a distraction kind of environment, right? Mm-hmm. Everything's distracting. So it's hard to have any healthy routines, healthy habits. Encouraging this early is a really important thing to help be able to push through the distractions of social media, of any of these kinds of mediums that they have to interact with. This is a super important issue.
Yeah. Number two, building connection, episode 3. So we're going back to the beginning with this one. And back when we first started these episodes, I would say I researched a little less, which on one hand, maybe people miss our unpreparedness. But I did do some research. We talk about building connection all the time on this podcast. It's kind of one of the cornerstones, I suppose you would say, of what Teen Life believes. But I did look into actual research, and it says that students who have a relationship with a caring adult are more likely to report strong social and emotional outcomes. They avoid risky behaviors, and they have better academic outcomes.
That's incredible. And I think anecdotally we know that, but just in general, having those strong connections with a caring adult, I think we talk about this quite a bit in the podcast, that there's this assumption that teenagers do not want that, that they're pushing away, but it's more that it changes. You know, teenagers appear to be pushing back, and they are in some ways, but there are other places where we connect even stronger and produce those great outcomes.
I think, too, some research, and I'll post these studies for you to look at because there's even more research on this, but that said that those who have a caring adult outside of the home are also more likely to talk with their parents about things that matter.
That's really interesting.
So if you think about parents, if you're worried about, but if my kid talks to another adult, they're not going to talk to me. Actually, the opposite's true. If they have someone that they can trust outside that you trust, that relationship is also going to strengthen your relationship with your teen.
I love that.
And so go listen to episode 3 if you want some more ideas on how to build connection with your teen.
And number 1 goes back even further.
Drum roll.
That's all on you. From episode number 2, stress. We think so many people resonated with this topic because stress is such a big part of teenagers' lives. It's front and center. And I think that there is even just a lot more content focused on stress anyways, of just being able to recognize those stressors and what are good stressors and what are bad stressors.
Yeah, I think I saw an article that said kids who are experiencing stress all day, every day, that changes their nervous system and their brain. They respond to everything with fight or flight response. And so this can change, stress can change what's going on in their brain. So it's not even just like, oh, they're feeling a little stressed. This is a big deal for teenagers. And so this episode, we talk about stress, we talk about what causes stress and what to do. I'm also going to link a verywellfamily.com article. This gives great insight into what is causing stress for teenagers and practical tips for what you can do to help. So that's one that if you're wanting more on, like, my teen is feeling stressed right now, especially this time of year, I feel like you get into spring with testing, which we're going to do an episode coming up on. You're getting into graduation maybe, or what college I'm going to go to, sports, prom. There's a lot going on for our teenagers, and now is the time to talk about stress with them.
Yeah, and to stress this a little bit more, the way we handle our stress is everything. And we talk in our support groups a lot about that, that stress isn't going anywhere. Stress is more front and center right now, but what's more important isn't necessarily how we avoid it all, but how do we handle it, and how what kind of outcomes do we get whenever we are purposeful and intentional with the ways we handle our stress.
For the trend this week, Chris, I want to do our top 5 trends as well. And these were super interesting as I looked back through our episodes, because some of them not really relevant anymore.
Isn't it funny how fast culture moves?
Yes, which is why I love doing this podcast, because It can come on really quick, and it can also change very quickly. So for our parents, if you're trying to keep up and you're like, I can't keep up with the trends, mm-hmm. hopefully we're helping you do that mm-hmm. and stay informed. But I wanted to look back at some trends, maybe that new research has come out or that are still really popular and people talk about, and maybe even like this first one aren't even a thing anymore.
So number five was devious licks. Now, if you didn't listen to the episode or have no context, those are two very weird words to put in together. Like, what is this and what we're talking about? Devious licks was a trend on TikTok back in October, back in the fall, kind of when school was getting started back again post-pandemic. This was a TikTok trend where basically kids were stealing. Was it kind of school property, basically?
Yes, a lot of bathroom stuff. Like, yeah. Sinks were missing and... like destruction of property was a thing too.
Yeah. So basically where they would post this on TikTok as a challenge, mm-hmm. Which we talked about all the ways that was not very smart, but also, you know, pretty reflective of adolescent behavior with risk taking. Mm-hmm. It just happens to be on the internet for everyone to see.
Yeah. So this was episode 28. If you want to go back and listen, if you have like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. But in that episode, we talked about that there was like a calendar of different things that were going to happen every month for the rest of the year. That did not happen, mm-hmm. at least not on a grand scale.
Nope.
So this was something that we talked about and it blew over pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a great example of having conversations and not overreacting, especially mm-hmm. to what the media is pushing. Because man, the media pushed this one really, really hard. And if you had talked to your student, they might have heard of it, but probably a majority of students weren't participating in this, but mm-hmm. the media would have you believe that every single teenager on social media was stealing property.
There wasn't going to be a toilet left in the any school bathroom if the media got it right.
Exactly. So that is a trend that is just interesting because it's not a thing mm-mm. anymore. But that takes us to number four, vaping, which is still a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was episode 10. Since we did this episode, more research has come out. And so I just wanted to throw out a stat and actually come back next week because we're going to talk more about marijuana specifically.
Mm-hmm.
But teen vaping of marijuana has doubled between 2013 and 2020. So this indicates that teenagers might be swapping out joints, pipes, bongs for vape pens, according to this new study. So if you're looking for drug paraphernalia, vape pens also might need to be included in that. And teens think it's safer to vape, which isn't necessarily the case.
Right. And, you know, as we covered in the episode, vape pens aren't regulated
mm-hmm.
by the FDA.
Right.
And so you just don't know what you're going to get. And especially when it comes to marijuana, especially in states or areas that that's illegal, you can't really trust that that's what you're getting is just marijuana. Or if that canister is even safe to right. be vaping off of.
Well, and especially teenagers who are getting it illegally.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, who knows how they're getting it, what's in it. There have been instances where vape pens have exploded
mm-hmm.
and caused a lot of harm.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that bring up to your teenager. Vape pens are easy to hide and easy to kind of fly under the radar. Listen to that episode if you have no idea, because we talked about even some vape pens that look like vape pens, but you might not think
right.
are vape pens. So episode 10 is a good one because right now, at least, this trend is still around,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately.
Number three is emojis from episode 8. We feel like most of these are pretty relevant, but you had one to add?
Yeah, so I have been seeing a lot lately, at least in my personal the teens that I follow, a like fingers crossed emoji.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked my husband because I was like, what does this mean? I don't understand. Like, they'll throw up a picture and just do like fingers crossed, mm-hmm. or they will comment on someone's post. And I think this could mean a lot of things, but a lot of times it's like, hey, your fam, I got your back.
Hmm.
I'm sure fingers crossed can, like I said, mean a ton of different things, but that's an emoji that I wasn't seeing a few months ago that I am seeing now more.
For my elementary kids, I would think that means they have to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
Because they have to hold their fingers crossed up when they have to go to the bathroom at school.
Okay, hilarious.
I really thought that's where you're going to go with that.
No, I don't think so. And if so, I'm very concerned.
Right.
And the context of that.
Do you use a lot of emojis in your texting?
I still do, Chris. Yeah. You know I do. And I'm not cool because I use the crying laughing emoji and I know that that's out.
I've seen more people using the skull and crossbones, and I would like to think it's because of the Teen Life podcast.
Yeah, we're keeping you cool.
Yes, yes. Even though we will continue to drag behind, you are ahead.
Well, and I think, too, the one I see the aggressively crying one still. Like, I see a lot of these emojis, and kids still use emojis, especially for, I think we've talked about this in other episodes, but places like TikTok, where you have very short captions. Mm-hmm. They're very limited. Emojis get the point across very quickly. So number two, teen terms. And we actually did two episodes on this, Chris, and these were always really fun. So episode 2 was our first one. And then episode 11, we did another one. Some of these are still relevant, but some of these are already out of style, which is interesting.
Such as?
Well, I don't hear bet very often anymore. Cap isn't one that I hear as often anymore. That's not to say your teen might not use it, but for a while, you heard those a lot. The big one that I'm not seeing anymore is the sheesh.
I've heard that at my kids' elementary school. It might just kind of be, that's the way it filters out.
I was going to say, probably. I feel like it trickles. I feel like high school uses it first, and then your middle schoolers get a hold of it, and then it probably continues to trickle down. And like I said, that doesn't mean that students aren't still using those. So still go listen to those episodes. And like we said, Google is your friend if you don't know what they're saying or what it means. But I just think that terms come and go very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
And there's new stuff that teenagers are using. We're already putting together a list for a future teen terms. If you have a term that you're like, my teen uses this all the time, I don't understand, or I would like for the Teen Life podcast to talk about it, please email us, DM us on social media, whatever. Get this info to us because we're making a list.
Yeah, and I think that what should be said is that the teen terms episodes are the opportunities for Chris to look really old and sound really old, where Carly baffles him with these things. And so, let's do another one of those.
Yes, love that. Now, number one, our big one. This is our most listened to episode by quite a bit.
Yep.
Which makes sense. It was our first one, so it's been around the most. But I do think this topic and trend hit hard because it was a big deal and it still is a big deal, which is TikTok.
TikTok. Got me on TikTok.
You're welcome, Chris.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't say I'm any better for it.
But man, it can really suck you in.
Oh my goodness. It's a time suck. I mean, you'll sit down and you're scrolling, you realize 30 minutes has gone by or whatever. And you also told me about the time limit thing on the Apple. It'll remind you 15 minutes in. So that's helped me a lot with that. Like, oh, it's 15 minutes have gone by already.
Yes.
Yes.
That one is one that it would be good. And we have episodes on that, on how to set boundaries on your kids' phones. TikTok is very much still a trend. It's still huge. Teens are on it. They're making videos for it all the time. I feel like that has become, it was a thing when we first did this episode, but my husband works at a high school and middle school. It's a private school. But he says all the time you see kids making TikToks. If they're on a bus going on a trip, they're making TikToks. If they're at school in the hallway and have some downtime, they're making TikToks together. So it's not just that they're watching anymore, they're also making them. And our next episode, I'll talk about a new TikTok feature that's coming out. So if you're interested in TikTok, keep listening. We also created an ultimate adult guide to TikTok. So we'll link that. So if you just want, it's just a PDF that's free for you if you want to kind of read up on what TikTok is and how it works.
It's got great content. I highly encourage you to check that out.
Okay, Chris, let's get to our tip for this week, which, first of all, you're listening. Congrats. You made it this far. Also, congrats. If you're not subscribed to our podcast, that's tip number one. Yep. Subscribe so you continue to get new content. I also encourage people to share it with a friend, especially if you have a friend who works with teenagers or has teenagers. This is an easy way to listen together and, have you heard about this from your teen? What did you think about that? What did you think about that tip? Are you going to try it? This is a great way to even form new and deeper relationships with your peers about teenagers.
You know, I was talking to a friend of mine who listens to this podcast, and, you know, I'm I'm constantly thinking about, you know, who listens to this, like who is this impactful for? And something he mentioned is just being a parent or working with teenagers can be really lonely. Mm-hmm. So there's just not a lot out there. There's a lot of cultural things you'll see, but navigating life with an adolescent and the way that life is now, there's just not a guidebook for it. There's not a whole lot of great resources for it that aren't either highly academic or highly opinionated.
Hmm.
We want to, as best we can, from the standpoint of loving teenagers and wanting to see the best outcomes for them, yeah. We want to help. And so we want to research and talk through trends, and as imperfectly as we do, but we hope we come across as hosts, as people who don't have this figured out, but really want our teenagers to thrive. And so that's what this podcast is, and that's the heart behind this. And so, you know, listen and share with your friends with that same heart.
I would imagine, I don't have teenagers yet, but I would imagine it can be so lonely because there's this weird balance where if you have a teenager, you're trying to protect their privacy.
Mm-hmm.
You want to remain trustworthy for your kid, but you also need someone to talk to about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a really hard thing to balance, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
And so find support for yourself if you're working with teens, especially if you're parenting teens. And like we said, we hope this podcast is a good resource. If you need to reach out to us, we're also here for that.
Right.
We've actually had some emails come in of, hey, this is going on. What would you suggest?
Mm-hmm.
If you would like us to talk through something on the podcast, it's great. But if you just personally want to reach out, our email is podcast@teenlife.ngo.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out, please. And let us know if we can help you, if we can support you, if you just need someone to talk to as an unbiased third party people who just really love teenagers.
Well, too, one of the things I love about the podcast medium is typically you listen by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're on a drive, you're on a jog, you're working out, whatever that is. This is a conversation, right? And so really view us as a resource as you're listening. And if things come up, we might not have the answer. But one of the cool things about doing this work as long as we have is we probably know someone who does.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a great network of people that are connected with us for the 14 years we've been around, and we can connect you. And so, like Carly said, please do never hesitate to reach out because we are here to help.
Exactly. So thank you for sticking with us for the first 50 episodes.
Yeah.
And we're excited to see what the next 50 bring.
All right, that's a wrap on this one. Thank you so much for listening. A special thanks to Carly Duke and to Kelly Fan for producing this podcast. Also to Luke Cabrera for our awesome podcast music. If you want to know more about Luke and his music, check out his contact info in the description. Well, this podcast is for the helpers, and we really hope you feel helped. If there's something we haven't talked about or a topic that you're really interested in, email us at podcast@teenlife.ngo, and we will do our best to get to that topic. We will see you next week.